Assalamu alaikum. This is your blood brother Murad Muhammad live on your Block Talk Radio, New Africa Excellent. Murad speaks, and we come to you 7 days a week, 52 weeks out of the year. And it surely gives me great privilege, and you have to want and have a desire to do what I'm doing. And it's not just for my self-gratification, I can honestly tell you that. But I enjoy giving back the things that Allah SWT has given to the human being to look for things that can help us to be enlightened, of things that goes on in the world today. A burden on me, because some things that is happening, I just can't make no sense of it. And the problem is directly to us as human beings, us as minorities, us who's in trouble financially, spiritually, mentally, us that don't want nothing else out of life but just sit around and get angry with your wife and because you see her more than you usually see her. She gets angry with you. And Satan, he really has no shame. And Imam Wallace Muhammad, and I'm a student of Imam Wallace Muhammad, my God, did he not tell us that this was going to happen? And so he tried to educate us and give us the things that we need to know, because one day he will not be here. He understood that. But for some strange reason, that we as a people, we don't respect those who left us the blueprint of how to conduct ourselves in the world. We don't do that. We don't have a clue of doing that. Apparently, we really don't care. And so, therefore, we go back. We go back in time, and we want to live back there. But yet, Satan, he's not going to quit. But he has the permission. He has the permission from God himself to be with us all the way to our grave. Yes, he has that permission. And because he has that permission, most of us fall victim. We fall victim to the idea for some strange reason. We have the idea that we can't make it without Satan. And I don't understand where that comes from and why is it coming to fruition that we're allowing them to come in and we believe that they're here to help us. No, they're not. But why is it that we cannot, for whatever reason, come to the understanding that Satan has no love for us. Satan does not want anything to do with us. But his job, brothers and sisters, is to stop us from making to paradise. For some strange reason, I don't believe that the majority of us don't have a clue. And those who say they do, for what they are manifesting, doesn't come across that you have that ability. So I usually didn't tell you what I'm going to speak about. I used to come on and say, Bismillah, and it comes to me, and I begin to discuss what is going on and what my topic will be. That's what I do. That's what I understand that I should do. But for some strange reason, that is not happening. That is not why I actually come on the radio. But tonight I want to discuss the role of the morals, the morals in life. We all have morals, and we don't understand what allows us to be who we are. Now, you can incorporate that with the Khalifa. because it also means that. But if I keep putting out the Khalifa, you're not going to listen. You're not going to turn it on because in your mind, you think it's 1 hour, 2 hours, or 5 hours, or you could cover this in 1 year. Brothers and sisters, I can speak on Fatiha. Give me 1 year and I'll speak on Fatiha. And you got 12 months. Well, I can take 4 months and not even get to the fourth level yet, just on Fatiha. This is the understanding you have to realize that the Holy Quran is not just for you going through the ritual and just read. You have to understand what you are reading. You got to connect the dots. And Allah is not going to allow you to connect the dots if your heart ain't right. Your heart must be right. This is a day of manifestation. This is a day that we are being judged. Every day is judgment day. Every day. It's not part-time. No, brothers and sisters. Why we are thinking Allah is creating. Yes, there's things that's here and been here. But you couldn't see Allah's creation. There's no beginning and no ending. So that means there's no beginning of knowledge and there's no ending of knowledge, because if you can reach the ending, you might as well die. Don't even worry about the hereafter, because there's none. What's the purpose of putting you in the hereafter? So you can learn some more. You can grasp the understanding. The difference is in the next world, there's no ugly, there's no jealousy, there's no envious, there's no such thing of evil. There's not in the hereafter. But for some strange reason, you think you're going to fly in the sky and you might be on Pluto, Mars. No, brother and sister, get that out your head. We're earthly people. Leave this earth and try to go to those different places that I just mentioned. You'll burn up in the atmosphere. We don't fly in the sky. We don't go to Mars and Pluto and et cetera, et cetera. We're earthly people. Yes, you got to put on a certain material jackets to get to Mars. Do you really believe that? Do you know how hot the going through the sun, going up to the sun? I don't believe they never reached anywhere. It's all the gift that can go to Mars, to the point that got you thinking you can now pay to go to Mars and come back. But this is Satan. Satan is trying to build a world to trick you in accepting that world. And so I try to take things as so simple, but we don't look at it to be simple. We look at it to be very difficult. It's difficult for you, but it's not difficult for the next person who has faith in Allah, because when you have faith in Allah, it's only Allah that allows you to come to Him. And when He realized that you have submitted your entire will to Allah, then He accepts you. But you can't approach Allah without His permission. If you don't know that, you were learning on Block Talk Radio, New Africa, Excellent Enterprise, Mirage Speaks. And how do you know you're reaching Allah? You'll see yourself evolving. So, brothers and sisters, I doesn't like what I'm hearing. And I hear some of your sisters are speaking out, because most women don't have a gender. Now, Allah gives her that blessing because we wouldn't be here if we didn't come through that tunnel. Every human being must come through that tunnel, no care how rich, how poor, how intelligent, how unintelligent, and how many degrees you have. You must come through that tunnel. And it's Allah that created us in there. Man can't take credit for that. you plant the seed. Also, you plant the seed to grow vegetables. Did you plant the seed to grow watermelon? Yes, you plant it, but you don't know what's going on in that deep darkness, triple darkness. That's a womb. And Allah is just showing you what I do in my earth. Now, your wife is an earth, and so is you an earth. But isn't it amazing that if you don't come together, it wouldn't be nobody on earth? So the man carries the X chromosome and the Y chromosome and could be a man, could be a female, could be a male. But it had to be housed. Housed in darkness, the womb of the female. But if you look at it just being physical, you will never get it. You'll never grasp the understanding. I got a phone call just prior to me going on. And I can honestly tell you they was Caucasian. And I asked, how many people are there, Peter? He doesn't mind. And he said, well, I got 4 or 5 boys and 4 or 5 girls. Now, I assumed they were Caucasian because he lives in that kind of neighborhood. It doesn't matter to me. It's a child. They're young kids. And they just wanted to hear from me. But they want to know, how did I launch Jordan Brand? Well, I said, if I just told you that, you wouldn't grasp the understanding. And I explained to them how I walked into Phil Knight. I didn't know Michael Jordan. But because I told them that, and I said to the multi-billionaire, because he made $4.5 billion that year that I met with him, walked in his office. He knew my name, I'm quite sure. He wouldn't have let me come in. But he thought $4.5 billion was going to scare me. I said, when you are ready to move that bottom line, give me a call. They said, whoa. I can almost be sitting there saying, this is totally impossible. I never knew Michael Jordan. I didn't follow basketball. I used to play the game. Nothing. I used to shoot. You want to know something? I would close my eyes. I guess it was the angels that put the basket in because I can shoot from the side. I can dribble a little bit with one hand. But I made the team. And I found out the reason why them boys can play so much, they would watch basketball. I never watched basketball. So I don't know the basketball famous guy. I didn't know football because my family didn't watch that. My mother didn't watch that. So it wasn't no games in our house like that. But nevertheless, I wanted to know about Jim Brown because everybody was talking about him. So I started looking at the old tapes, and I said, whoa, this guy got a gift to tell the taco, I'm going to run over you. That was amazing to me. And sure enough, I got close to Jim Brown. He and I are very good friends. We're like brothers. He's my older brother. But the young children, I would call them young adults, the young adults were shocked and amazed, and I told them why I came there, because I wanted Budweiser off my ring back. I don't go in the children's bedroom with a beer company. So I figured I'll come in, and they hand me Michael Jordan. Now, do you, sisters and brothers, call your children and say, let me call Maran. Well, do me a favor. Call Michael Jordan, see if you get him. So it's like saying to those children, I made him a multimillionaire. Because that sneaker took off. And some of you will pay $400 or $500 for a new pair. And if you really know how he gets made, The sneaker may cost him about $25, the most. Why he's able to sell it for a great deal? Because when you order millions of sneakers, the price go down. It adds up. You come buy 100, it's going to cost you 300 to sell for 4. But when you buy millions, the price drops tremendously. Because the same machine that comes out can print whatever you want. But surely they have to help put it together. It's got to be designed and et cetera, et cetera. And this is why they go out the country. Because $1 over here is like $100 over there. You see the difference? But the idea that I don't know them, the idea that Pete put him on, that he has concern that children should learn. But I can touch Murad Muhammad. Watch this. And surely I picked up the phone. And he understood I had to come on the phone because on the radio, he said, he's busy now. And I was so elated to be able to speak to them. That's what I do when I go into schools. So I don't ask nobody to put me here, to put me there. That doesn't bother me. But what I did learn is how to walk amongst these billionaires and learn what we need to have. Say, Ray, you can't come home and not introduce what you have to others. I remember when I made my first $10, I told my mom I was going to work for her. And I was making a dollar here, a dollar there, $4 there. But one time, I got $10. When I was a youngster, it was a commercial. The guy runs home from school, walk in, look, Ma, no cavities. Do you remember that? Well, I thought that was unique. But I used to run up 8 flights of stairs and knock on the door because you didn't have a key. And someone behind that door opened the door. My mom opened the door. Look, Ma, what you got, boy? $10. $10, yeah, this is yours. No, I'll put it up. No, Mama, this is your money. So every week I brought $10. I was delivering the paper. And then one day I was standing there waiting for the truck to come pick up the old papers. And a guy rolled up and said, hey, boy, how much is that paper? A quarter. It was a Sunday's paper. And he brought it. Well, it didn't bother me. Hey, all right, bro, give me that paper. I said, oh, wow. Now I'm making extra money. I don't have to give the papers back, and they shred it when it goes back. But I was selling them. And so now I got $20. And look, Mom, look, I got $20. Look, Mom, look, I got $30. I did that all my life with my mama. And she would give me 50 cents to go skating, 50 cents to get in, and 50 cents for candy. I was in seventh heaven. I never said to my mama, where's my change? That was my mama. And so I've been doing that all my life. So when I made it on a level that is unbelievable, all I wanted to do was give back. But now it's not just my mama. It's not just my siblings. It's not just my friends. It was for all humanity, because I studied the Quran. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is for who? For all humanity. So no longer I'm in kindergarten playing colors. It doesn't bother me. And people said, "Well, you like light-skinned women." No, I really didn't. But my uncle said, two light people bring ugly babies. I don't know why he scared me like that, because I was only 9 years old. What baby I'm going to make? So I liked the black women. And I found out at 13 that nothing was different from the light woman from the black woman. They were all women. And you find out as you get older, there's nothing from a Caucasian woman from a black woman. They're all women. They're female. I'm not a prejudiced man. I'm a humble man that understands I got to help the needy first. And so my black woman, she suffered. Not her personally. She didn't suffer. Who suffered, brother? Our ancestors. And they prayed for us, but we don't pray for them today. You don't pray for them. And my son of prayers, I pray for our ancestors, for making a way for us. We didn't go through the hell they went through, but we can feel their spirit, the hell they went through. And so therefore, this is life. You got to understand, this is life. So I didn't want to grow up and give my money to a Caucasian, pretty, gorgeous, hospitality, unbelievable, very hospitable, and look good. So why not marry her? My grandmother was white, Jewish at that. Because I wanted to be able to help that black woman that went through hell like I did. Had nothing to do with what I didn't like. It had something to do, as Muhammad Ali said, the jay birds fly with the jay birds. The black birds fly with the black birds. The green birds fly with the green birds. But they're still birds. And surely I can accept a Caucasian woman. We're still all human beings. So I have the ability to not fall victim to anything that I didn't think would allow us to grow in a community. Now, I'm just one individual. Can you imagine if all of us thought like that? Spend your money in the community. Now, if I felt the women that I walked around didn't suffer, I think I would have had a Caucasian. My son does. That's my daughter. Love her like we're supposed to. She's a human being. And I'm proud of my son that he saw, I guess, because the way I raised them, the way his mother raised them, that there's human beings out there. If that's your preference, alhamdulillah. But I always had a mission. And I think I've done well to be able to say thank you to those young men that called me just to want to hear. You know Murad Muhammad? Can you get him on the phone? Yes, you can get me on the phone. You call me, and it's unknown. I won't pick it up. The reason I won't pick it up, because it's a waste of my time. But I can't tell people, okay, I got to go now. Because sometimes it's rhetoric, and sometimes it's people that really need me. But I can't afford to stay on the phone with rhetoric. So I don't tell them, hey, don't call here no more. I'm just not going to pick up that line anymore. Because they call me from all over the world. Muhammad Ali, he never said no for a signature. See, I grew up with that. So I'm like, Muhammad Ali, you want me to sign something, I'm going to sign it. But I don't dance. I don't fight. I don't sing. I don't play no instrument. But I thought I had a mind that I could use my ingenuity ability to create. And that's why I come on the radio, because you got the same thing. But for some reason, y'all not read. And we have things that are sacred. It is taught to us, brothers and sisters, do not friend Jews and Christians for their friends of one another. That's the way it writes. And you took it literally. Now, how can we preach that every human being is the child of Adam, but we don't want to associate with the Jews and the Christians? It could not mean that. See, that's the difference from you and people that wants to figure out what is this about. Well, allow me to tell you. If, in fact, a Jewish family left you their daughter, their son, and you in Islam, you're going to raise them is what you learn in Islam. You don't know the Torah's book. So you can't give your child to a Jewish person. They're going to raise them like any human being would raise a human being, especially an infant. But it's going to learn the Torah, rightfully so. And if you give them to the Christian, they're going to learn the Bible, rightfully so, because they don't know your book. So that's what Allah is saying. And he used the word Christians and Jews. And you don't pit your child that you feel that everybody goes from the prophets to Abraham, from Moses to Abraham to Jesus. But most of the Christians and the Jews do not come to Muhammad. Do that make them bad? No. It's just like we all make money. Most of us make $20,000 a year, $30,000 a year, $40,000 a year, about $50,000 a year. And there are some people that make $100,000 a year, and some make $305,000, and some make $1 million. But we're all human beings. Different strokes for different folks. Who wants it more goes out and get it. That don't take away their nature. But you have today that we're forgetting what is society. That society is a community. And the community is one. One ummah. But we came to the understanding that we're reading the Quran wrong and we keep them out of our community. Now, is there jinns? I'm talking about that Iblis, that jinn? Is it in Judaism? Yes. All right, is the jinn that follows Satan in Christianity? Big time. Is it jinn that Satan in Islam? Yes, out of heaven. And when we're cast out of heaven, and I'm going to speak a little bit about that because I don't want you to just leave you there, but when we got cast out of heaven, who was in us? Our father, Adam. Well, who else was in there? The jinn. We had company. It was your father, Adam, and that jinn, and you, in us. Yes, Allah put them there. But we don't want to talk about the jinn because most imams can't talk to you about it because they ain't got that far. They know how to read Arabic or the Arabic of the Quran, but they can't break it down. I'm not knocking them. I just tell them you need to get the hell out the way and let people be able to teach these individuals in the language and what they understand. But now they are penetrating through us. Now, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad had an army. You had to come here and be upright. A lot of them left because they couldn't stand the morals, too much morals. But they loved the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught them, whether it was Black Panthers or whatever you want to call them. They loved the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, but they couldn't stand the morals. We don't smoke. We don't go out and party. We don't freak. We don't run through women. You can't be with the Amalai Muhammad and do that. Now, on Saturday, pardon me, on Friday, it says Asmaran. Asmarazmuhammad@yahoo.com. Asmarazmuhammad@yahoo.com. And tell me, I've heard people say, well, what about the unlike Muhammad? He had more than one wife. Tune in. Send an email. Tell me you want to talk to me. I don't need you to ask me anything. It just ain't time for me to explain that. But one thing keep in your mind, there wasn't significant others. It wasn't the right hand possessed. It was his wives. I'll leave it there. Because wife and girlfriend is two different things. There's no such thing in that Islam. But you want to dwell on that and not dwell on how did he change us for being pimps? How did he change us for being dope deals? How he changed us for being prostitutes? How did he change us to get rid of our babies? How did he change us for whooping our women? Going to jail for stupid things. He cleaned us up. But you don't want to talk about that. They don't want to bring that around because if they do, you'll know how powerful he was. So they think that they're going to kill his success. How could you do that? And there's 3-4 million of us that came around since the 30s that still have a love for him. And he died a natural death. But y'all had a love, you said, of Dr. King. And they killed him. And there was no repercussion. Now it's coming out as the people that was around him. Isn't that something? So yes, we had informers around us. But they converted over. Because you can't stand the heat. You cannot be other than what you was created to be around us because it was too many of us. And can't do anything with the FOI. Nothing with the MGT. We have that right now. But the Minister Farrakhan has an army within the army. And if you look at the army, you'll find out, go read the war, the Crusader War. Now, why would that be an example? They won't teach you the Al-Islam wars because they didn't come to hurt nobody. But they learned to fight against those who fight against them. And they was outnumbered. I'm going to give you a great metaphor. 100,000 al-Islam. Because al-Islam was outnumbered, 1,000 went against 100 million. Pardon me, 100,000. And these brothers had on silk. A veil over their face to stop the sand because they came to their part of the area. They laughed at them. 1,010 most fearless men. They had 100,000, they had 10,000. 1,000 drove off the mountain. Along one month, died off that. 1,000, one behind. And you say that's suicide. No, this was war. And they sent a thrill, a sensational fear in those 100,000. The enemy turned around and went home. So these men came to die. Now, who would do that? 1,000 saved 9,000. Men to go home to their wives. That's Al-Islam. They will fight you to the death. But since I tell you how strong-willed the Islamic community was in fighting these wars. They said Abu Bakr got one of the enemies and threw him off the horse and got him down and took his sword to take his head. And when he swung back, the enemy spit in his face. He put the sword away. The enemy said, "Why don't you kill me?" He said, "I was in the kill you with in the name of God." He said, "But now I don't know if I'm killing you because Allah gave me the will to do so, or I'm killing you because you spit in my face." That's how Islam is, brothers and sisters. We don't just kill people. We fight against those who fight against us. The great Christian war against the Muslims, when you get the enemy, you pawn them off for what you want. But not this leader of the Christians. They got the enemy. They took their heads. They was barbaric. Now they supposed to know Jesus Christ. They was barbaric. They were the crusader. They didn't care. But then he got ill. No one could bring him back. But Saladin rolled in because he's a doctor and nursed that man back to health. And he got better. He went to war with Saladin. Saladin won that war because he wanted to know what was his weakness. That's a true story. And when he found out his weakness, he won the war. And his weakness was his wife. And we don't kill women and children. But no one lost their life. Brothers and sisters, I say all that to get to where I want to go. It's to make you understand there's nothing that's happening today or yesterday or the future that Allah has already written the history. So when you read the Quran, you think it's just for 1,400 years ago. No, no, no. It's a sign for all of us that's present today. That's a lie today. And if we would read it and understand it, we wouldn't do what we are doing. So we had no communication. We had the Muhammad Speaks. We knocked your door. But we didn't have no TV. They only came around us is because they wanted to prove that we were black Muslims without our mind and want our own state or leave the country. That's newsworthy. They get ratings. Oh, you talking to the black Muslims? Yeah, they call us black Muslims. But names didn't bother us. Sticks and stones will. But names don't bother us. And the idea of you kicking a horse, it can't be a dead horse because no one kicks a dead horse. So we don't understand what time we're living in. So they penetrate through us. I said, "Assalamu alaikum, brother." "Alaikum." "Well, I grew up with you." "Yes." "What do you need?" "I need this and do that." "Yes, sir. I'll see you later." "Assalamu alaikum, rahmatullahi wa barakatuh." Now, that gets you because you want to learn how to say it too. Because that's who we are. We want to be different too. Assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. But the Honorable Muhammad taught us to say assalamu alaikum. He didn't put the thud in front of it. It was assalamu alaikum. He meant what was the Muhammad gave it to us different. Assalamu alaikum. Today is assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So when you hear that, you know they're not in their right standing. Now, Allah don't punish you. You don't get punished for it because you like your dad. You got tricked whom we backstabbed by Satan, and they want to tell you that Satan tricked our father and he sinned. You don't find that in the Quran. You'll find one writer made it a little more plainer. He said he slipped. He didn't sin. But Allah said he had good intentions. That should wipe all that out. He had good intentions. But he lost his morals in that. Like you losing your morals right now. He lost his morals. And you thought morals mean that I'm having sex with someone's daughter, but I'm in love with the mother. Morals to you is I had sex with another man and I'm married with another woman that I don't care nothing about it. You think that's the morals Allah is talking about? Our intellectual mind is not why you being tricked. Satan don't trick your mind. Satan tricked your appetite. You have an appetite. When you're hungry, you want to eat. And when you're hungry, you want more than the next person. When you're hungry, you fall victim. No, you're not supposed to eat that. But that's what Satan does. He feeds your appetite, and your flesh talks to your sense, your intellect. But you don't understand the flesh, because no one taught you the flesh. You just think it exists. And then some of you fall in love with the flesh. And isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Because, allow me to tell you, brothers and sisters, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because a body was coming by. And he wouldn't sit down until the body left. And then he was asked by one of his companions, why you stood up for that dead earth? At least they knew it was a dead earth. Not like these brothers. They think that the human being is in that casket. Why you stood up until it passed? And Muhammad the Prophet, prayers peace upon him, and said, that which was in that body committed the sin, not that flesh. Ho-ho! What was in the body committed the flesh, the sin, the flesh. The sin of the human being, the body is so loyal to Allah, it stays with you all the way till you leave it. They do the will of God. Allah talks to his earth, not man. The earth listens to Allah. So how do you disrespect one of the greatest creations that God made that you would ignore it? And then give it, as the other brothers said, why would you stand up for that flesh, that dead flesh, they said. The prophet said, that's because it's Allah's creation. You got men today in the 21st century says, I am not going to reside over that. Why, bloody man? Because you should saw what that man did. 200 people, and he shouldn't have killed them. Yes, I need to smack you. What did you do? And what are you doing? And when did you commit a sin? You without sin? Jesus said, for all you who without sin, cast the stone. Did he cast the stone? Because we all sin. No, he didn't cast the stone. But isn't it amazing that you put emphasis on that flush Then you want to widen the grave. You want to put light in the grave. Because why? Allah is telling you they're in the spookism. They've fallen idol God. They couldn't get it, but they read. They couldn't see it. Allah didn't give it to them. But they're giving it to you. And you are saying it. I tell you these things so I don't stop me from crying when I chuckle. You have left your flesh while you're alive. And when you're alive and you leave your flesh, you are dead. This is Allah talking in the Quran. You are dead. You are dead, brothers and sisters. But it doesn't mean... it does not mean Allah has moved you from this earth. You left your flesh. You left your deen out of fit to the nature in which you have created. And you went Satan. So now you understand that. Here they come, and they want to get to the Muslims, especially the ones who follow Imam Walid-Din Muhammad. Because we don't have all that spookism. I'm talking about the true ones. There's many people acting as if they follow us. Father said to his son, Michael, he said, the one that calls the meeting is the enemy. Yes, Sally was the enemy. But what was he bringing him to? His death. Now, the son wouldn't have known that if his daddy didn't tell him before he died. But the son was smart. He told Tom, you can't be around me. I've been with your family for years. Yeah, Tom, but I don't need you. I got my daddy. Remember Wallace D. Muhammad? It's the offspring of the Almalaj Muhammad. And he used to say, you ain't going to kill me like you killed my daddy. So my dad was up all night long. He was getting ill because he wasn't sleeping good just to make sure we were safe. He said, that's not going to happen. And sure enough, he took us to another level. He finally says, I dismiss myself for being the imam over the masjid. And he gave up one of the organizations that he didn't want anymore. And he told you to go on your own, be your own man. And you took that so literally, that's what you're doing today. You're doing your own thing. There's no more community because he's gone. There's no one to get on the air and say so-and-so this and so that and so forth and so on because you know he would do it. They're not with me. The Almighty Muhammad used to turn around and say, there's a bunch of hypocrites up here. I was there. I was just a young man. But I was there, 63, 67, 68. A bunch of hypocrites. That's what he said. He said, but until I can get y'all to come up to the level, I got to deal with these hypocrites. His son comes back and turns around, and a whole lot of imams was up on that stage. And he said, all these up here is nothing but a bunch of sissies. Oh, you forgot? Because he knew you. He knew you were spineless. He knew you were going to flip the script. He knew you were going to go backwards. But Allah Muhammad used to say, may Allah be pleased and grant prayer that he said, I'm the likes of track and the track repels. Keep the foreigners out. What, he hated them? No, you're going to fall victim. You know, sister, he got pretty hair to you, nice hair. They got nice complexion because you don't know they're white or black. They come from that part of the country, and they can speak a language that you don't understand. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Oh, I like it. I'm gonna copy that. Mashallah, mashallah. Oh, I'm going to use that. Then you marry him. Oh, sister, who you fooling? You marry him because they paid you. they will lay with you and act like they love you. You watch, Stella got her groove on. You watch it. I had someone call me and say, you always talk about the woman. If y'all would get off your tail and come back to your dean, Malfitcher, and stop playing these games with these foreigners. For Allah had chose us, and we're losing our children. Most of your children don't care about what you believe. They respect you, but they don't care. Because something happened. What is going on today? Now they so penetrated you so egotistic maniac that fell in the wrong moral, you let them talk to us. How in the world do you let one to come over the air and tell my babies that they should shoot that needle? And this is Islam. You need a smack. Where was Islam when we were suffering? Where was the brothers that knew this was going to the college and would not tell them they was in Al-Islam? All of a sudden, we take on the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and here they all come to dominate. I remember, and I don't want to mention their names. I'm not here to hurt nobody. I said, brothers, I'm going to bring you these brothers. They got money. You've been doing for 15 years lost. Okay, Rod. So I pulled out. They got it. They gone. Now they took over. They took over. They ain't doing nothing but cracking money and allow them to rule everything. How in the world? How in the world we come back home to North New Jersey on the steps of the city hall acting like we are the leaders of Black Lives Matter? I was shocked. A disgrace. And who ran it? Foreigners. All those people in the audience, because see, I am a promoter. I can tell you how many people was there without counting them. But it was a disgrace, because when Black Lives Matter, when Black Lives Matter, brothers and sisters, it'd be thousands. You'd be lucky it was 300. On Broadden Market, the biggest street downtown. And the brother, better so-and-so, so-and-so is going to come up and blah, 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 blah. And those people are saying, you Black Muslims, 40s and 50s and 60s, told us that we are the Asiatic Black man, the maker, the owner, the cream of the planet Earth, father of civilization, God of the universe. What happened? Who is he? Who is he talking to us? And all of them that can speak English is sitting waiting for their name. A disgrace. And the reason I'm bringing it up now, because it went a little further. The mayor, I have to salute him. His father taught him well. He got up and said, I don't know why you come here to my city to teach my city how to be Black. Why don't you go to Short Hill if y'all want to march? Why don't you go to North Brunswick? No, y'all don't go to North Brunswick. Y'all go to East Brunswick. You go all the way up. You don't have to come around Black people and teach us what we don't have. He stood up. Because he realized something is wrong with this. And these imams were sitting right there. And you know why? You know why, brothers and sisters? I'm going to tell you why. Because they're not going in their bank account. Them brothers come bearing gifts. They paid for everything. So, yes, put them in charge. Because we ain't giving up our money. And that's just what it is. All these masters is their money. You just giving money. It's a shame, it's a disgrace, because they lost their morals. You don't know how much money they got. They're carrying your money, still begging for money, and don't tell you what you have. I can understand. I can understand if you all benefit because of that one masjid. But that's not the story. They lose money, nowhere is that, and I guarantee you, If Allah removed it, I'm not putting this on the female, but if Allah removed all the wives, you will find, all the husbands, you will find the wife's going to give you hell because that money is under them. And if it's not under them, it's under that cousin, the brother, the sister, or friend that didn't like us anyway. And they still messed it. Men that had no right to steal the money and sell a masjid. And when it came down to let's sue these bastards, it found out that that one you call bastard told these men, stop lying to the people. You don't own this masjid. I told you not to name this a masjid. So they was able to get away with $1 million of your money. You know what Imam told me? The reason why is because you deserve what you get. And I'm talking about tough guys. Just walked away. You know why they walked away? So they can create their own. They don't have a crew. They don't have no ability. And all these years hasn't built nothing. And I'm going to go a little further because I talked to the mayor. They offered one big place, could have been 10 acres of land. That was Booker. He said they didn't even want to come together to hang with them. Same way with the next mayor. I told them to come together at one. And you got a Christian female who I love because she is all man in her mind. She said, Marat, I've never heard men cry like women. They fought each other, but the community don't know this. What's going on behind the door? So when you go to a brother and you say, wait a minute, man, don't y'all have a sure boy? He says, you know what I am? Who are you? I'm the soldier of the arms. What the hell are you talking about? He said, man, they'll be fighting one another. What is this? A crowd? Coming in, and they bringing in doctors that never went to school for what's going on. And they use the phrase, we as Muslims, that's a whole lot of people, because not just us as Muslims, but they talking to every human being. We as Muslims must shoot that needle. We as Muslims should do this and should do that. Well, them sisters tore whoever was in charge up. Now they went a little further. Let me tell you what they are doing now.
Brother Marat, yes. My name is Rabbi so-and-so, yes. And I like to put together brothers who knows about what's going on, why we should have this Zoom. I said, what Zoom? Well, we want Zoom so we can talk to your community and question the doctors why you should take this virus. I said, that's easy. I don't own my cable network. I read it. And my network said, New Africa, Excellent Enterprise, Mirage Speaks. So you want me to give you my platform to talk to my people about something they know nothing about, but because you're a doctor, you're going to scare the hell out of them. But not on my watch. Go rent your own damn radio show and do it, but you will not do it with my followers. I got 3 million, more or less 1,000. I got 3 million. I'm gonna let you talk. Well, let me talk on yours. Let's do that. You do my station, I'll do your station. Oh, well, you can't do our station.
What the hell is happening? And we don't understand that we have lost our morals. We don't understand. We don't want to protect. And I don't want to believe. I'm gonna say this. But it happened. You get paid. They will pay you to penetrate through Imam Waterthi Muhammad's community.
ain't trying to help the ones that want to look like them, dress like them, talk like them, and do all kinds of things. Listen, brothers and sisters, they know they can't play with me. But here is a man that goes around our community and then messed up the sisters that call themselves undertakers. Now they teach us. Yes, they teach now. They come in and they teach and they're going to tell you what to do. I write stuff up, only seven in a line. Where did I get that from? A line up, where did I get that from? Brothers and sisters, a duwa is not Juma. No, you can't be in front of the brothers in Juma. You bent over, we have lost our whole moral. So we can't have you in front of us. Is that, that's once a month. I'm sorry, once a week. But any funeral for you in Islam to tell the parents they can't come near the coffin, my baby, my husband, my wife, well, what's wrong with Al-Islam? It's bad enough you tell them you can't come into God's earth. Oh, this is just for those who say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Somebody needs to smack you. You don't own the earth. Get the hell out the way. But the reason why you can do that, because we don't own it. We don't own it. Then you don't buy it from another brother. He wants to put in there, you can't bring a Christian in here. Oh, brothers and sisters, we went overboard. Now they take me to the West Hell to go visit the great. They're Christian. So you want to stop them from visiting their loved ones? You take away the West Hell, and this is the deal. If you want them close, if you decide to come and put flowers on your parents' grave, so be it. But if you go way out the West Hell, yes, it don't cost you no money. You save maybe $2,000. Okay, you saved it. But where is it in 6 months? It's gone. But now you think about your loved one, you want to go out and visit them, but you don't want to go that damn far. So who's doing that? The foreign brothers say, go get those Negroes. We don't believe they're Muslims anyway. Go get them and tell them we brought land. Oh, guess what? Pulling the lands up. We are. Because we dying because Bobby just got shot, Moreau got shot, John got shot, Susan got shot, but they all took Shahada, so you talk them into, let's go out that way. I mean, this is just insane. But this is the key. This is the key. Why I come on my air? Because I like Tuesday. I like to put in what you didn't hear. But this is the key. Remember what Wallace D. Muhammad said, Milan, take our community and give it to someone at their own platform. Unless you have somebody that could come behind them and clean up what they just said. I said, yes, sir, great man. He said, Moran, Satan is in the air. And you try not to give sacred things over the air. Because if you're planning something good, Satan going to be there because he heard it and going to try to stop it. Well, guess what? Here come one that look like us, but with no damn credibility whatsoever. And he going to announce that we going to listen to some doctors that we ought to know their history on our time. Put it on his time. But why not his time? Because he has no time. He is shut down. All the imams are shut down. So you want to penetrate? Go on the station that covers us because why? That's where Rob Muhammad. Rob got something to say. I got to help me listen to that. But Moran ain't talking. And Moran can't rebut her. you got to have a okay to get on Zoom. I wouldn't get on it. I wouldn't even stamp approve it. But how did they get in? How did they kill Dr. King? Because someone close allowed them to move Dr. King from where he was safe. Oh, it's coming out now. How did they kill Malcolm? Because someone he trusts said, Malcolm, the only way you're going to prove you're no longer with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, shut down the security. Brothers and sisters, they wouldn't have got in the door. These weak individuals are going to talk about the Nation of Islam did such and such. Nation of Islam was there. They could have come over someone's dead body to get to him. So how did that happen going on today? And now they're coming to us through another vehicle. I can see if it was there, they got a right to do whatever they want. But don't call my network, and you shouldn't call anybody that they claim is worth. They ain't no enough. Now, I don't care how broke you are. You ain't selling your soul. Well, yes, you are. Yes, you are. And to all the sisters that don't accept it, don't know how to stop it. But when they all gone, who's going to be charged with it? The one that gave it to them. You playing with Satan. Don't even know you're playing with Satan. That's the real deal. You don't even know you're playing with Satan. But this is science. This is science, brothers and sisters. But see, they discovered a vaccination. They discovered it. And the science was named, I believe, his name was Patrick. Patrol. And he brought the science. He brought it to mankind, but he brought it to make for us a safe drink, the science of making for us something is safe that we can drink. We believe that. That very different science is created by man. But keep in mind how the man was able to do it. So the scientist can be found without God, can't do nothing without God. But they think they can. But God will help them. But man did not become knowledgeable and cannot become that knowledgeable without the help of God. So Baron, with his experience that he had, he was trying to find a germ. And was he was lucky, he was looking for something to kill these bacteria. So that was his experiment. He was a scientist. That's deep thinking. He had a real deep thinking about science. And when you read about this, it does help. It does allow you to see what science is all about without having to go to school. It's right there. It's right there, brothers and sisters, in the Holy Quran. So we say with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, and the Lord of all the worlds. We thank Allah for giving us a mercy in Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah. And we salute with the excellent salute that is given to mankind. We say peace and blessings be upon the Prophet and his descendants and his companion. Surely Allah Almighty speaks the truth. You know, I always say Bismillah before I go on, but at the same time, I don't have to, for Allah heals my heart. But it's good because our Christians, when they follow me, they're able to see things and they're able to call me and tell me about certain things that they want to know that will help them to grow in life. So we can only come as a servant, and we praise be to God. He is one God. Because we greet you with the peace, our greetings in Islam is a language as Assalamu alaikum, peace and be upon you. And we praise God, we stay the humbly, alhamdulillah, Rabbi alaleen. That is praise be to God, the Lord of the people, the sustainer of the world. He's over the earth. All things, he says, no one comes to him except as he serious praising to be to Allah. You give him your serious prayer, you can come to him. This is the one that God has helped Abraham, Noah, Moses, Jesus, Christ, and Muhammad, the last prophet, the seal of the prophet of God. The prophet to you and I, we thought that was just the prophet, is more than those that are named in scriptures, a whole lot more. But we try to understand that God raised and taught and he helped people with their morals. If you decide to seek refuge in Allah, he will help you with your morals. He will teach you and help you. There are other people that they speak about in scripture, and they say there was never a group of people in a community that did not have a messenger raised up amongst them. So tell me, who is the messenger that was raised up amongst us? Amongst us, meaning that if you was in time of paganism, there was one raised up. If you was in worshiping the sun, there was one raised up. So these people had problems, but Allah raised them, one from amongst them, to take them out of that problem. But we think no one was supposed to be raised amongst us. Isn't that amazing? And so Allah said he would create a khalifa in the earth. Brothers and sisters, his men and women, that when Allah breathed into Adam, into that earth, that's us, we the spirit. But we also should understand that we come from the earth, and we should understand what is the earth. And that is in the Holy Quran and the Bible, that the earth has a message. Our native Indians say that everything comes from the earth as a message. And you shouldn't reject that message. It's the excellence that's given to us by God. God says there is a sign in the heavens and a sign in the earth. So God says these things, but we don't understand there's a sign in the earth. And most people do not pay attention, and because of their kindless thinking, they don't want no one to know that they don't know, and they don't want nobody to try to find out or to go to anyone that probably will help you. But we're on this journey, brothers and sisters, and we're all trying to make it to paradise, but we don't understand what the journey is all about. Yes, but keep in mind that science came from man going to something that already exists, what's called the skin. Yes, your flesh is a skin, but it's science. It's science. If you understand the science and understand who we are as human beings,
you will go further in life if you understood it. But you got to understand it. If you don't understand it, it's just another person. You're just another person just existing. But we have to realize, without a shadow of a doubt, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about, and why do Allah want us to be able to understand what this is all about in life. So I'm going to speak on it a little bit and try not to keep you too long, but we have to understand that when I speak, I try to use what was given to us. We came from dust to industry. The scripture says that man came from dust, and now man comes from associating with people, and cause association with the great industry. Yep, great industry. And some industry loses, fall, just like us, we lose. We lose our morals in tune with material, and we don't know what that means. We fall. Now we give up. We don't want anything. Our life no more. We don't want anything in life. And we are mentioned in the Holy Quran that we now builders and homes and man and woman would like to have, but it's under the earth. It was built, but it's on the earth. This is in scripture. It says we will find it, and some things we cannot find anymore. Won't we even see it? It's gone. We all die from disappointment. We die from the spirit of the mind, die from the soul that Adam has given to us. That's what Allah means. You die your morals, but you got to get your morals back. Adam was not cursed. But the devil got into him. And what happened? What happened, brothers and sisters? And so they say he was cursed. But he wanted to know things so bad that Satan gravitated to him and told him what he ought to do. So Satan got to let him separate from him, always asking Allah what he should do. But this time, he got off the wrong path, the moral path. And you have to understand that. He was tempted. He tried to come back to his morals, life that God gave to our Father. Our Father, who is the beginning of what the world is all about. Yes, we come from dust. Industry. Scripture says that we made from dust. And now man becomes associated with the great industry. Dust from dust, ashes from ashes. That's what he says, ashes to ashes and dust to dust. And just the way our father Adam had been able to fall, it is not physical life. We must return to the order that came back to the life that God wanted us for. We don't know what God wants us for, because we just operate. It shocks you. You make it physical, your physical life, and you're going to go and forget the nature. We should always go by our nature, but we don't. It allows you to seriously understand that you was created excellent. But when you are hungry, Your body wants you to say, try to pick something that you shouldn't have. Your body tells you, don't do it. It will make you sick. Your memory comes from your body sending a message. Yes, it sends a message to your brain and say, don't put that in your mouth. But for some reason, you ignore it. And you do it again and again. So your body, you don't want to hear that no more because you ain't listening. So your flesh body will bring back your memory to your mind. Your body will warn the body, the mind, that you do not do that. You don't have to do that. And sometimes you want to. Your appetite likes you to want to do that. You see three pretty girls. I was watching a movie, and this guy, he was a laid-back guy. He was like a nerd. That's what he was. And he didn't want nothing to do with this girl, but she got in the car and said, I'm going to rock your world. But what happened? He let himself go. That's your morals, his appetite. He probably really never had a woman before, so he let his appetite go. But that's just a sign. Allah is saying you're letting the morals go of your dignity. You're letting your morals go of the creation that God has given you. You have neglected your nature in which you was created. You can't blame nobody, brothers and sisters. Allah gave you the opportunity to accept yes or to accept no. It's up to you. So what are you thinking about? Doing something wrong? You got fear? That's the body. The body gives you what they call moral fear. But you still continue to ignore the body. The body of the human being, the flesh of the human being, talks to you. So who are you negotiating with? I don't think you want to negotiate with your flesh because you don't want to hear what the flesh does, but it wants to do the wrong thing in your mind, and you send a message. That's what the body does, sends a message, but you don't understand the rule of the body. You don't understand that Muhammad the Prophet, may the peace and blessings be upon him, so much respect for the body, and he tolerated. He didn't want to. But he never tolerate, the prophet never tolerate a dictator. He never tolerate an egotistic maniac. He never tolerated one that's a cheater and a liar. He never did, brothers and sisters. And that's all written in the Quran. But as I told you, he stood up for the body to show you how important that body is. And that's the prophet. He understands that you stand up for God's creation. But do you stand up for your creation? You look in the mirror, and we want to stand up and avoid anything that's filthy, anything that's going to take us down. We should stay away from that. So the moral, what they are doing now, they are coming amongst us as clean as we've been. And they look like us. They don't look foreign. But they represent the farms, and they want your voice. They want your vehicle, and they want you to be able to do what? They want you to be able to fall victim, and you fall victim, and you just gave up on Allah. And that's not what Allah wants. It's not a physical life. We must return back. We must return back to our deen, our future, while we live. You got to understand, brothers and sisters, when you hear that Allah said you have died, that means you have died of low morals. That's what he's talking about. And as long as you're alive, you can pick that up. As long as you lie, Allah is most forgiving and most merciful. As long as you're alive, you can repent. But our Father, we owe him. Yes, you do. You owe your Father. And because you owe your Father, for what? from the nature in which he was created. And if you understand that you owe your father, then you won't say that our father committed a sin. In the sense of the word, he was doing good, and Satan was able to take him out of his deed out of the picture and allow him to deal with his physical life and his physical understanding. So remember, brothers and sisters, you got to understand that this Satan, when he saw Adam that ate from that tree, but he took a leaf now and covered his privacy. And Allah said to him, "Why are you covering yourself?" He said, "Because I sinned." He said, "Who told you that?" This is in the Quran. "Who told you you sinned?" You see, but they didn't use the word sin. They said, "Who told you you was naked?" If you read it in the Arabic words, it meant, "Who told you you are naked?" So he got away from not knowing you can't do nothing without Allah. Nothing, brothers and sisters. And when you do on your own, you're on your own. But there's nothing you can do with Allah. He protects you. He gave you the angels to protect you. He gave you the jinn. I'm talking about the jinn that heard a beautiful recital. He gave you these creatures to help you. Why did you get away from Allah? But you thought it was physical. And you just bypass your nature. But yet, your nature is excellent. Your soul is excellent. Yes. How did you get so hungry that you strayed from the body? How did you get into a position that you no more listen to your body? And you become sick. And when you become sick, who's going to heal you? Meds? I don't think so. You're not going to get healed. You have to come back to that flesh, that demon outfitter, and it will bring you back. It'll bring your morals back. You have to know your body. Now, all that I'm saying this evening is just to show you that Satan can't trick us. We got Allah. You can't let Satan come in and talk on our air. We don't even own it. They're on air. Not to say you don't want to question Anthony Fucci or Fucci. Yeah, we like that, but you want to ask him questions. You want to ask him questions with men. We got a lot of doctors, a lot of scientists, a lot of men know about this. But we're going to put men we don't know up there because they claim they have. You know how much Fucci brought those professionals in India, in Africa? It's all over the network what they have done. So, yes, we would like to question, don't you ever think Fucci is coming into a trap? And the only reason Fucci will agree to talk to us because whoever is going to question, he already got them. Those men are rich. They are powerful. I like to use things you can relate to. They couldn't get God. Was he doing wrong? He chose to do wrong. They do wrong, so he does wrong. But how did they get him? With his own man. Because nobody knew that they had bugged the meters for the cars to park. But how did they know to do that? No one would have thought of that. But the bull told them.
He said he don't talk up in his apartment. He talks walking. Where do he walk? He rides by the sidewalk. So they put meter in every, a bug in every meter down that road that he walked. And that's how they got him. Because they play his tape. Who he said kill and who should be killed and go collect this. And the bull, there's number one man. Why? He told on them because people he killed, but they said, I'll give you a break. Turn God, because God is powerful. Give us God. They said, okay, we'll give you God. So he's free. God, he goes to jail. That's how they get us. So when a man trying to save his soul, because most of them have no morals, and because you have no morals, they'll expose you. And because these men had no morals, they was exposed with their morals. They was exposed with the money they need. They was working for the government. Now, you can't work for the government and say, if the government killed them, how did he die? But why should we be in all of that? You pray for them. You say, oh, Lord, separate his faults from his goodness from the east to the west and grant Dr. Martin Luther King paradise. That's the best we can do. Because he deserved to go to paradise. He didn't deserve to die. But they ain't going to shoot you. You insignificant for them to waste their bullet on you. You ain't a devil. You ain't educated to be no devil. Why are they going to get you? They ain't wanting you. They want the whole community shut down. It only takes one, two, or three, and they come bearing gifts. They're the ones who set up the meeting. Now, Sally set the meeting up for Michael to die, and then he says, for old time's sake, Tom, can you get me out of here? Old time's sake. And then before he went to his death, he said, tell Mike it's business. Yes, when we find out who's doing all this, they're going to say, well, tell your community it's business, meaning they got to pay their rent. They got to have money in their pocket. So we're being sold out. We're being hungry, backstabbed. Yeah, we've been bamboozled. They are coming in our community. They marrying our women. And these birds don't have no job. Where do they get their money? And these birds sit there and you give them all your life story and they end up marrying your wife. Yes, they marry your wife. You gone, she got someone, and the same guy that she knows all about because you're over there talking everything, what you do, how you do it, so forth and so on. And say you're going to Allah. I'm telling you right now, there are good people just passing you by. And all you think is one who came to Al-Islam. There is no compulsory in Allah's religion. And you out there pushing on someone, that is not acceptable. You weaken it, you lessen it, and you make it inferior. Allah needs nobody. He said it. I created the heavens, the earth, everything between it. And I don't need nothing from my earth, and I don't need nothing from man. Nothing. So what do we appreciate? Good intentions. Our daddy slipped with good intentions. He thought he was doing good, but what happened? He went on his own and got away from Allah. He'll never do that again. But we can't erase that he is our type through us. In the sense of the word, to give you an idea that he went the industry. Oh, did you understand it? That is he. He went the industry. So he was raised up to understand that's who he is. That's who our father is. They build all these things, the workers, the iron, the gold, everything was built. That's our father.
Yes, it's in him. But you can understand, yes, Ali's daughter can fight. Why? Because of Muhammad Ali. He's the father. Yeah, that girl could fight. She was just like her daddy in the ring, and she was a female. Don't that give you understand who is Adam? We are the type of Adam. If we are the type of Adam, brothers and sisters, that means that we have in our nature to be a part of what? Industry. That's all it's saying. We're a part of industry. We're supposed to build our homes. We're supposed to build everything that man or woman needs because we are the child of Adam. That's all Allah is saying to us. For some reason, we lost it. We done left it. We don't want to be a part of it. I mean, this is not good at all. So we now giving up. We now letting people come into our sacred lives because you want to be more than what you are. Or, again, I reiterate, unless you're being paid. And if you're being paid, there's nothing I can do to see if that's what you want to do. But we devoted. We should be devoted to our morals. We should be devoted to things that we care about. But the general idea is we become material things and we devote it to ancient things that people say is a good thing to have. They develop iron and they develop the market of networking. They develop music. They play instruments. And today, we don't want to see instruments as if Allah didn't give it to us. This is known crime. Music with instruments. And they build great buildings in time of just this descendants. This is Adam's descendants in the form after he has left here. But he ain't go nowhere because his type is in us. So we're devoted. And if we understand that we too can go astray, as he did, he went astray from the line, from the progress, his morals, life. He had gone from astray. But we still own that nature. You can't touch the nature, brothers and sisters. You can touch the intellect, but you can't touch the nature that God gave to man, that we see in Adam, his type, the nature that God gave to him. Oh, when you understand that, you will understand that we owe him. We'll never get out of our nature. We'll own him for our life. We are involved in industry. And once we understand that our dad is created to be industrial, to be able to build, then why are we not building? So you should study Adam. You should study science. And you'll find out until they touch what's already been created, they will never find science. And most people go crazy and think they're God. No, that was Allah's will. He asked you to seek from the cradle to the grave. Don't give up. I thank you for listening. And hopefully I didn't say anything to hurt anybody. That's not my intention. But if I said anything that's incorrect, we say subhanAllah. Allah is the best knower. And surely Allah Almighty speaks the truth. But if we said anything to allow you to stand up in your spirit, stand up in your soul, stand up in your demon of a fitra and the nature of what you was created, and stand up in your taqwa, your love that you have from God, don't give me that credit at all. And I greet you from Adam, who we spoke about. You should study him. That is our father, and you'll find out why we are the Khalifa. And I greet you from Abraham, our father of the intellectual mind of all nationalities. And I greet you from Jesus, Jesus Christ, which means Muslim. And we say peace and blessings be upon Jesus. But we greet you from one that came after him. And that's the seal of the Prophet, Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah, the seal of the Prophet. And all the prophets knew that he was coming. And he's the seal. There's no more coming after him. But when we say peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad, 1,400 years ago, we're greeting all them that we didn't mention. This is the mercy that Allah has under your host tonight, Marad Muhammad. And I return tomorrow, inshallah. And I return tomorrow to go a little further, to try to allow you to just look at the simple things of who we are and what are we here for and what we're able to do and be. And you just can't get stuck on yesterday. So there's three, the history is reward of all research, the present, which we're talking about today, and the future. And if you put the future and the history together, you would understand what time it is today. So 7 to 8:45, I will return with a new subject, which I always send out. But it's going to be on the same line as your morals and your life. And what is the Khalifa? We say, oh Allah, bless those who have passed away. Separate their faults from their goodness, as I'll separate these from the West and Graham Jinnah. And oh Allah, bless those who are ill. We pray that I've got a call from my friend and brother, the flag man. And we ask Allah to help him to get better. He's a great asset to not just me, to society, the former FBI that's been with us for over 30 years or more. And we say, oh Allah, we ask Allah to bless those who are helping the sick. And the sick, we ask Allah to lift the burdens from them all. Because it is a burden, but Allah can clear it up if they all do the right thing and just clean their system and eat right and take their supplements, not pills, supplements. And you take your vitamins, it can clean your system. And we ask Allah to bless those who give to the needy and help those who are sick and those who have good intentions. We spoke about that with Adam. He had good intentions when he slipped. And Allah is all forgiving and most merciful, and he blesses you as if you did what you wanted to do, even though it was not the right thing. See, Allah is so merciful. Thank you for tuning in. Peace and love. Assalamu alaikum.